seventh inning coming up. Reed Funnenstein out on the mound yet for the Luxembourg Brewers. 3-1 Waconia with the lead. Looks like Painesville turning around, and they are leading Melrose in high school football, or actually maybe won 34-26. There are people out there with Randy Bobblehead right now next to a bottle of rum. As we have Dale Kiffmeyer listening out there, yeah, from Promotional Resources. Dale listening tonight to the broadcast. And, of course, coveted Chasm hats coming in from Promotional Resources tonight. At the plate, it is the big, hard-hitting first baseman, A.J. Frederick, at the plate. And he's got a count of one ball, one strike. Three runs, five hits, two errors for Waconia. One run, four hits, two errors for the Brewers. Frederick will take outside a ball, and now 2-1. Luxembourg playing in the round of 16. Sartell Muskies winning rather handily over in Waconia tonight. The last I had heard, it was 7-1 Muskies. They're looking to move to the round of eight. Funnenstein's pitch is high for a ball, and now 3-1. Brewers looking for a little magic here in the late innings. Of course, last Sunday, the seventh inning was all magic. They scored a 10 spot in that seventh inning last Sunday. Here they trail 3-1. The 3-1 pitch to Frederick inside, ball four. Reed Funnenstein walking his fifth batter tonight, along with the two hit batters and the five actual hits. We're going to get Max Kallenberg. He will bat. We're going to get a pinch runner, two for Waconia. That is number 20 coming off the bench, Connor Hemme. Connor Hemme will be running for A.J. Frederick. So Max Kallenberg to the plate. Max, so far tonight, 0-for-2, reached and was hit by a pitch in the fourth inning. Here's a squibber down the first baseline. That's fouled by Kallenberg in 0-1. But he came across to score in the big two-run home run by Jake Hendricks. And right now, that is the difference. Hendricks with a two-run home run. It's a two-run difference, 3-1 in the seventh. Reed Funnenstein blowing a bubble out on the mound, chewing that gum. Hemme the lead, and the pitch is a little bit high, and the count, one ball, one strike now to Kallenberg. Kallenberg looks down to his coach. See if they're trying to push Hemme a little bit closer to second base. There's a strike called, and 1-2. One ball, two strikes. 1-2 the count. Thank you for joining us tonight on AM 1150, 107.7 FM, 105.5 HD2, and our stream at mychasm.com. One ball, two strikes the count to Kallenberg. Funnenstein throws to first, and just back safely is Hemme. Ball and two strikes yet. Kallenberg back into the box. Can feel the cool air rolling in. And just a check swing foul. That ball goes to the backstop. 1-2, the count remains. One ball, two strikes. Funnenstein, the pitch is outside, a ball and 2-2. 2-2 the count. Reed's thrown a pile of pitches here in the ball game already with the five walks, the two hit batters, five hits. Sure, he's up at least that 100 pitch count already. Quick throw to first, and back safely is Hemme. Kallenberg back into the box now. He's even in the count at two balls, two strikes. Reed Funnenstein kicks and delivers. And here's a shot to right field. That's a solid base hit. Hemme's going to hold on at second as the throw comes in from right field. That is Corey Wentz out there in right field right now for the Brewers. No, that is Noah Groviat. That is number 15. I was seeing a 5 and a 15, but I believe that's Grove out there in right hit. All right. Up at the plate right now, Jake Hendricks with runners at first and second. Nobody out. Hendricks with a two-run blast earlier. And a check swing, strike called, and 0-1 to Hendricks. So far tonight, Hendricks is 1-for-3 with that two-run blast. He reached on an error's last at bat. He had hit a hopper back to Reed Funnenstein on the mound, and Reed threw it away. And a turn of double play. The pitch is high to Hendricks, and the count 1-1. J.T. Harn up again, throwing in the Luxembourg bullpen. 1-1. Funnenstein having Krohn go through those signs again. 1-1 the count. And the right-hander taking a lot of time, and nobody has called time yet. And he comes home. Here's a shot to left field. That's a solid base hit. That ball is stopping on the grass as Hemme coming to the plate. The throw not in time as he slides. He's safe, and it is 4-1. 4-1, the RBI single for the man of the night, Jake Hendricks. Hendricks with his third RBI. And it'll bring the catcher to the plate, Sam Schiffman. Schiffman swings and misses strike one. Still nobody out here in the seventh. One run in. Time call by Schiffman. Funnenstein working from the stretch. Reed looks back to second, and his pitch, ooh, that's going to hit, actually it's going to go above Schiffman. I thought it hit him on the helmet at first, but it goes past DJ Cronin all the way to the backstop, and the runner's going to move up to second and third. That was right over the top of Schiffman's head, and I think Cronin was fully expecting that to hit him in the helmet. How do you even, as a catcher, catch that ball? Because you're almost screened on the play. So the count, 1-1. Funnenstein looking down to Krohn again. Schiffman ready at the plate. And the fastball, a swing and a miss. That bounces by DJ Krohn, but not far enough for the runners to try to score. It's Collenberg over at third. Jake Hendricks now at second. One ball, two strikes, 4-1. Waconia leading here in the seventh. Fastball from Funnenstein is high for ball two. 2-2 the count. Two balls, two strikes. Reed Funnenstein again looking down to DJ Krohn. And the pitch. Inside, says the home plate umpire, and now 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Runners at second and third. One run in here in the seventh. Krohn has the signs ready for Funnenstein and the swing and a miss. Out on strikes is Schiffman. And now Chris Knaus out to have a word with the right-hander on the mound. So that'll bring the infield in here with two on and one out. That's the first out of the inning. So Knaus out talking with Funnenstein and the infielders. And now he's going to talk to the umpire. I don't know exactly what Knaus is saying. But both umpires were talked to there by Knaus. And he's headed back to the dugout. And up at the plate, it'll be Chris Bullis, the designated hitter, and they're going to walk him. So they're going to put the force on walking Bullis, choosing to pitch to Ronnie Olson. Ronnie Olson is 0-1 tonight, but he's walked twice. So that being an intentional walk, but that being the sixth walk of the evening by Reed Funnenstein. So Olson at the plate, the bases loaded, one run in here in the seventh inning. He drills it to second. Oh, it takes a high hop, goes over Connor Olson's head. It's going to score two more, now 6-1. Connor Olson was expecting a nice hop that would hit him right in the glove, and that ball went right over the top of his head into right center field. A tailor-made double play ball that turns into a run-scoring single. Scores two more, three here in the seventh. Now 6-1, Waconia. Still only one out. Here's the number nine hitter. I believe Jack Stoddard's back into the game. He was pinch hit for in his last at bat. And the pitch is high. That gets by Krohn. The catcher goes all the way to the backstop. And one more run will score as Reed sailed that one over DJ Crone's head. Wild pitch. Will score Bullis. And it's now 7-1. 7-1. At the plate, it is Robbie Smith, and Smith is officially in the ball game now, I guess. So this is Robbie Smith's second at bat of the night. Runner at second. That's Ronnie Olson. And the pitch to Smith is high again for a ball and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. A four-run seventh inning for Waconia. 7-1 they lead. Funnenstein kicks and delivers, and Smith swings and misses. Strike one. Two balls and one strike. Two on the count. Funnenstein ready on the mound, and he comes home. Pitch is low and in the dirt. Bounces by Krohn, and Olson will go to third. 3-1 the count. Three balls, one strike. Smith back in the box. Reed Funnenstein ready, and he comes home. Outside, ball four, and Smith's going to walk. So another walk, seven walks tonight by Funnenstein. And Knaus is going to come out of the dugout, and that'll be it for Funnenstein tonight as J.T. Harn comes in from the bullpen. So a pitching change here in Chaska with Waconia leading 7-1. We'll be back in a minute on KASM.
Having a hard time finding a new vehicle? Not a problem. Stop into Gilliland Chevrolet. We've got over 140 new vehicles in stock and over 400 new units in production. The friendly and helpful team at Gilliland will help you find or reserve your perfect ride. So you don't have a down payment to reserve a vehicle? Not a problem. We don't require any money down. And what if you don't love the vehicle when it comes in? Not a problem. No obligation or pressure to buy at all. Maybe you've spotted the perfect vehicle online or on our lot, but you want to make sure that you get the most for your trade. Not a problem. All month long, we are paying $1,000 over KBB fair trade-in value on your trade. At Gilliland Chevrolet, we're here to make your car buying experience as problem-free as possible. Visit us at 3019 West Division Street, St. Cloud, or GillilandChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Offer ends 9/30/21 based on KBB fair trade-in value. Value on any 2018 or older vehicle, good towards the purchase of any new or pre-owned vehicle over $5,000 value. See dealer for details.
Hey, welcome back to Chaska. As a pitching change for the Luxembourg Brewers, now is J.T. Harn. He will relieve Reed Funnenstein. Connor Clark's going to come out of the game, and Reed Funnenstein will stay in. He's going to move to second. So the Brewers just trying to keep the majority of their defense intact. Still only one out. Runners at first and third. And to the top of the order in Justin Schultz. Robbie Smith over at first, at third base. It's Ronnie Olson. And Justin Schultz to the plate. Justin so far tonight, 0-for-2, two strikeouts, but he also walked and was hit by a pitch. And J.T. Harn going to shut the door here on Waconia in the seventh, where they've scored four. And Harn's first pitch, a little bit low for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Seven runs, seven hits, two errors for Waconia. One run, four hits, three errors for Luxembourg. Schultz takes low again for a ball and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. J.T. Harn back on that rubber, working from the stretch. And his pitch, there's a breaking ball, a strike, and 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Two, one the count. Harn's pitch, rip foul down the third baseline, and the count at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Ready on the mound again, and the pitch, swing and miss, and 2-2. That's strike three. Schultz is out on strikes. So Justin Schultz goes down on strikes. That is the second out. Schultz strikes out three times tonight, and the ninth man to bat here in the inning, it's shortstop Derek Martin. Runner still at first and third. Here in the inning, 1, 2, 3 hits. Looking back, they might have given Connor Clark an air on that bad hop that went over his head. Kind of what I'm seeing on the scoreboard right now. Maybe two hits and an air here in the inning. First pitch, a strike called to Derek Martin. Pitch inside now, and 1-1 Martin. Martin 0 for 4 tonight out of the number 2 spot, facing the left-hander JT Harn. Runners there leads from first and third. Harn's pitch. Breaking ball inside, and 2-1. Balls, one strike. JT sets himself up on that pitching rubber again. 2-1 the count. A left-hander comes home. Pitch outside, and now 3-1. 3-1. Over at third, it's Ronnie Olson. At first base, Robbie Smith. The 3-1 pitch coming. Right there on the outside corner, called a strike, and the count full at 3-2. Another long inning here for Luxembourg pitchers and for the fielders. They've been out there for just about 25 minutes. Harn ready on the mound. There's a drive to right field. That's going to drop in front of Noah Grove. It's going to score another run. Comes Grove's throw to third. Going to second will be Martin. The throw to second. Safe at second is Martin. So that'll go down as a hit for Martin here in the seventh. And I'm sure somebody will pick up an error along the way for allowing Martin to get second. The error on Grove. And coming up to the plate, it's the big first baseman, A.J. Frederick. A.J. Frederick so far tonight, 2-for-3 with a walk. A couple runs scored. There's a strike called in 0-1. Walds, one strike. J.T. Harn kicks and delivers. Curveball inside and 1-1. 1-1. JT Harn ready. And the left-hander's pitch. Fouled out of play by Frederick and the count. Now 1-2. 1-2 the count. Harn has the sign from Crone. And his pitch coming. Curveball ripped to right, but right at Grove will make the catch for the out, and that'll end this brutal seventh inning. five runs here in the seventh on one, two, three. Three hits, two Brewer errors, and two men left on base. We have played 6.5, 8-1. Waconia leading Luxembourg. We're back in 1 minute.
Hi, Don Erkins here from Erkins Water. Erkins Water is an independent water conditioning contractor. We sell equipment that is made in North America and is assembled in our office in Cold Spring. The equipment we sell is fit to your water quality. We are constantly studying new ways to make your water better because we find water quality can change and is different in different areas. Arsenic? Arsenic is being tested in wells more since EPA lowered the limits. We have equipment that can help with that. Drinking water is always an ongoing discussion. What to do? Let's install one of our highly efficient drinking water systems. These units waste way less water than in the past and remove contaminants in water. Why not stay safe and save money monthly instead of paying for bottled water? So call Erkins Water today and let us get your water as soft, clean, and odor-free as it should be. Erkins Water.
Here on KASM Radio, 8-1. Waconia leading Luxembourg as we make our way to the bottom of the seventh inning. Waconia starter Cody Simon still on the mound for the Lakers. And looks like one of their draftees going down to the bullpen. He's going to start to get loose. Eight runs, eight hits, two errors for Waconia. One run, four hits, four errors for Luxembourg. For the Brewers here in the seventh inning, Sam Eiten, Isaac Machinsky, Connor Clark, the scheduled hitters. Although it may be that JT Harn is now in Connor Clark's spot. I think that's how that's going to work. JT will hit. And the pitch too. Sam Eiten outside from Cody Simon, a ball and 1-0. Thanks for being with us tonight here on KASM Radio. Randy Rothstein with you. Adam Ray producing our game in our sports studios in Albany. Adam's got to do the morning shift, so he's going to be back at Chasm at 5 a.m. Kirby and I will be back here in Chaska tomorrow at 11. Pitch low to Sam Eiten and the count, two balls and a strike. 2-1 the count. The pitch, low again, and 3-1 to Eiten. What's Sam done so far tonight? One for two for Mr. Eiten. One ball, two strikes. Cody Simon kicks and delivers, and then pitches high and tight. Make it, that was 3-1 now, ball four, and so Sam will walk leading off the seventh. Just like he did in the fifth inning, leading it off. He had a single in the fifth, this time a walk. And for Cody Simon tonight, just looking here, he's given up the four hits. He has hit one. That is his first walk tonight. Facing Isaac Machinsky, and the pitch is high for a ball 1-0. Multiple pitchers throwing right now in the bullpen for Waconia. Cody Simon comes home. Machinsky ground ball to second. Olson to second for one. The relay to first in time. That's a 4-6-3 double play. And what the doctor ordered for Cody Simon. That was a ground ball and a double play. So two outs. And to the plate, JT Harn. JT, his first at bat tonight. The pitch is high from Cody Simon, ball one. 1-0 the count. Simon kicks, delivers, and JT takes a strike called in 1-1. One ball, one strike. 8-1. This game was scoreless after three. Harn, ground ball down the third baseline, fielded in foul ground, throw to first in time. What a play by the third baseman. That's Max Kallenberg. He ends up, his momentum carried him in foul ground, and he one-hopped it to the first baseman, Frederick, who threw out Harn at first. 5-3 on the putout. That'll end the Brewers' seventh inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. No one left on base. We played seven here in Chaska, 8-1. Waconia leading the Brewers. We're back in a minute.
The Hayloft Barn Grill is proud to support the Luxembourg Brewers as they play in the 2021 State Amateur Baseball Tournament. Stop in and enjoy a cold beer or your favorite food off of the menu, or check out their daily specials. It's a great atmosphere and some of the best food you'll find in central Minnesota. If you're traveling on Highway 15 through Luxembourg, stop in at the Hayloft Barn Grill before or after the game. Good luck, Brewers, at the State Amateur Baseball Tournament from the Hayloft Barn Grill.
At Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, we are focused on dedicated, personalized service for you. That means you can trust us to have the protection and up-to-date coverage you need. As a proud Grinnell Mutual Insurance Company, we'll be there when you need us most. We have 24-hour phone service, helping protect all that's important to you. With Grinnell Mutual and Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Gary and Ruth Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Donna Coulter, Maggie Haynes, Crystal Lahr, and Missy Stanley, your local agents today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Top of the inning. Waconia leading off, Max Kallenberg. It'll be Jake Hendricks and Sam Shipman facing JT Harn. These batters, their first look at JT. And here's a foul back and out of play. Wow, that was a scorching line drive. Mike Kallenberg. Kallenberg so far tonight, 1-for-3 at a hit in his last at bat. He scored a couple runs. He was hit by a pitch back in the fourth inning. And the pitch from JT Harn is high for a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Waconia scoring two runs in the fourth inning. Got another one in the fifth, making it 3-0 as Kallenberg sends this a long way to left field. Eitan giving chase, and he's going to run out of real estate as Kallenberg hits a solo home run here in the eighth inning off of JT Harn. Wow, a no-doubter there. He got it all. 9-1, Waconia. Kallenberg, a monster shot to left. To the plate, Jake Hendricks. Hendricks with three RBIs tonight. He's got a two-run homer in the fourth. Picked up an RBI single in the seventh inning. Facing Harn for the first time. And the pitch from JT says popped up down the left field line. Eitan giving chase, and that's going to fall in foul ground. Just a long strike and 0-1. The ball, one strike. Baseball coming in from Sam Eitan. Maybe a little wet. Hendricks back into the box now. As Harn kicks and delivers. Hendricks will follow that back and out of play. And the count at 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Nobody out for Waconia here in the eighth. As JT Harn delivers high for a ball and 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Harn has the sign from Crone. And the left-hander's pitch, a swing and a miss. Hendricks down on strikes. Harn picking up his second strikeout since coming in relief. And it'll bring catcher Sam Schiffman to the plate. Schiffman so far tonight, 1-for-4. Had an RBI single back in the fifth inning. And J.D. Harn's pitch is high for a ball, 1-0. Baseball right back here at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. St. Martin and Watkins. One of those two teams will move on to the final eight. Who will it be? One of them will join the Sartell Muskies. Till, pretty impressive tonight. They are taking on Bluffton. There's a strike called. And one ball, two strikes. 1-2 the count. Pitch fouled back and out of play by Schiffman. And the count stays 1-2. One ball, two strikes. And a swing and a miss. Schiffman out on strikes. So two outs. Chanhassen now leading Meesville 3-1, bottom of the eighth inning. So Chanhassen has come back in Class B action. We're going to get a pinch hitter here, Robbie Smothers. Robbie Smothers will be batting for Chris Bullis, the DH, and Smothers swings and misses strike one. Smothers, a right-handed hitter. Pitches outside from JT Harn, and the count, one ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. Harn ready on the mound. The left-hander comes home. There's a strike called. And 1-2. One ball, two strikes. JT Harn kicks and delivers, and Smothers swings and misses. He's out on strikes. Harn strikes out the side after giving up a leadoff home run. One run, one hit. No errors. No one left on base. 7.5 innings. It's Waconia 9, Luxembourg 1. More baseball in a minute here on KASM.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your dealer.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
All right, looks like we have a pitching change for Waconia. He has now on to pitch. It's like number 10, that's Will Lalonde from Mare. Will Lalonde. From Mare, as Luke Harn will come to the plate and bat for the Brewers here in the bottom of the eighth inning. So Lalonde, a right-hander. Pitching in relief of right-hander Cody Simon, who looked really, really good tonight, went the first seven. So Lalonde's first pitch, a ball to Lucarne, and 1-0. Luke so far tonight, 0 for 2, was hit by a pitch in his last at bat. There's a ball outside and 2-0 from Lalonde. Lalonde's pitch, a swing and a miss by Lucarne, strike one. Two balls, one strike. Top of the order, Harn, Fruth, and Orth here in the eighth. And a swing and a miss by Lucarne. Lalonde's ball just kind of tails away from that left-handed hitter. He's a right-hander. The 2-2 pitch to Harn. Inside, and the count full at 3-2. 9 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors for Laconia. 1 run, 4 hits, 4 errors for Luxembourg. Lalonde kicks and delivers in a swing and a miss. Luke is out on strikes. Got to bring Ethan Fruth to the plate. The Brewers have had an awesome run. Played very well in Region 15C. Picked up the number 2 seed. And won their first 2 state tournament games. Win over St. Benedict. 5-2. Last week's exciting 13-7 win over Ada. Ethan Fruth at the plate. The count, 1 ball, 1 strike. Lalonde's on the inside corner. There's strike 2 and 1-2. Ball and 2 strikes. 1 out, nobody on for the Brewers. Just haven't had a whole lot of getting going tonight. There's a swing and a miss, and Fruth out on strikes. So 2 down, and here comes Derek Orth to the plate. The inning when the Brewers scored their 1 run. They did leave the bases loaded. No, actually, they left 2 on that inning. They left 2 on that inning, but they did have the bases loaded with 1 out at one point. First pitch, a called strike to Derek Orth. Derek, 1 for 3 tonight, a double back in the 4th inning. Pitch a strike to Orth, and now 0-2. The ball's 2 strikes. 0-2 the count. Orth will pop this one up in foul ground, and making the catch is Cullenberg, and that will do it for the Brewers in the 8th. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 8 in our books, 9-1. Waconia with the lead. We're back in a minute.
Your dependable neighbor. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany at FM 107.7 all the time.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to PromotionalResourcesInc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
Roads are busy with farm equipment during harvest season, so please help your local farmers by sharing the road and staying alert. Painesville Mutual Insurance Company and Grinnell Mutual want your help in keeping farmers safe. Slowing down and practicing careful driving could save someone's future and help us all trust in tomorrow. Contact your Painesville Mutual agent today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Here we go, top of the ninth, J.T. Harn facing the Waconia Lakers. Bottom part of their order, Ronnie Olson was the scheduled hitter. I think we got a pinch hitter here for Olson. We can get that man's number. J.T. Harn on in relief of Reed Funnenstein. Left-hander's pitch is outside a ball and 1-0. Looks like it might be number 11, Ben Smothers. One ball, no strikes. Breaking ball to Smothers. There's a strike called and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Top of the ninth inning if you're just joining us. Luxembourg baseball here on KASM. Pitches outside, a ball, and 2-1. Two balls, one strike. A lot of high school football being played across the state tonight. Here's Smothers following this back and over our heads, and the count 2-2. Some breaking news in high school football tonight. The nation's longest high school winning streak, Caledonia, had a 72-game winning streak broken tonight as Lake City defeats Caledonia 30-13. Smothers rips this foul down the third baseline and the count 2-2. So Caledonia losing 30-13 tonight, a 72-game winning streak. Congratulations, Lake City. I'm sure they will not sleep tonight. 9-1 here as Smothers fouls this back and out of play. He's battling JT Harn. Last we heard, it was Sartell leading Bluffton 10-1 in the ninth inning. I don't know if that game has gone final yet or not, but Sartell winning handily there, and they will more than likely move into that round of eight. Congratulations to the Sartell Muskies. Two balls, two strikes to Smothers, and Harn misses outside, the count full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. JT Harn's pitch, a swing and a miss. Smothers out on strikes. And up to the plate, it's Smith. Robbie Smith. So far tonight, he's 0-for-1. Walked in his last at bat. JT Harn picking up his fifth strikeout since coming in relief, and Smith swings and misses strike one. Two runs in the fourth, one in the fifth, five in the seventh, and one in the eighth for Waconia. The Brewers picking up their lone run in the fifth inning. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Smith, a swing and a miss, strike two. Schultz on deck for Waconia. 0-2 the count. Swing and a miss. Smith is out on strikes. So two outs. And coming up to the plate, leadoff hitter Justin Schultz. Now, Justin was hit in the helmet by Reed Funnenstein, his first at bat tonight. He's a leadoff man. He walked in his second at bat in the third inning. Since then, he struck out in the fourth, struck out in the sixth, and struck out in the seventh. So officially, he's 0-for-3 tonight, three strikeouts, but he's reached base twice, too. First from Harn, a ball, 1-0. Martin on deck. Swing and a miss by Schultz. Strike one. The count, one ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. Stick around. We'll name that coveted Chasm Hat player of the game in our game show here on KASM. We'll have a quick wrap. We'll drive back home to my home by Richmond. We'll turn around and load her up tomorrow morning at 8:30. We'll be back here to do baseball at 11. Here's a little soft number in the infield. Funnenstein in on the grass. Will not have a play. As beating that out is Schultz. He'll get himself an infield single. JT Harn had fallen off the mound the wrong way. For him to chase that ball would have been futile. The only man with an opportunity to make the play was Reed Funnenstein, and he was playing deep. So he got his hands on the ball, but Schultz was crossing first base already when Reed picked it up. So a two-out single will bring Derek Martin to the plate. And Derek, 1-for-5 tonight. Base hit in his last at bat. Pops this one straight up, foul and out of play. And the count at 0-1. Well, it's one strike. 9-1 our score here in the ninth. JT Harn kicks and delivers. Here's another foul back and out of play by Martin. That goes right off of one of the food trailers here. Almost into the exhaust fan. That big exhaust fan on top of that food trailer. 0-2 the count. Two outs, one on. Schultz not a very big lead at first. JT Harn comes home. This is tapped out in front of the plate as DJ Krohn trying to push it fair. The umpire says foul. And the count 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Martin back into the box. 0-2 the count. And JT Harn ready. His pitch outside a ball and 1-2. One ball, two strikes. One, two, the count. JT Harn looks down to Krohn. Schultz's lead at first. And the pitch inside a ball and 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Two outs. Harn able to get the first two guys on strikes. And now Schultz getting a little infield single. Martin at the plate. And Harn ready again. Comes home. Pitch inside and the count full 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Ten hits so far in the game for the Waconia Lakers. And Harn's pitch, strike three called. Martin gets caught looking. That'll end the Lakers' ninth inning. No runs, a hit, no errors. One left on. We played 8.5. 9-1, Waconia leading Luxembourg. We're back in a minute.
Summertime is baseball time in central Minnesota.
That's amateur baseball.
All of this baseball talk makes me hungry.
Let's make plans to stop at Albany and Richmond A&W.
That's a great idea. Perfect before or after the game, or anytime.
Check out our starting lineup. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken strips, root beer floats, and
ice cream!
Get a hit or a double or a triple. No! Hit a home run at Albany and Richmond A&W.
The Hayloft Barn Grill is proud to support the Luxembourg Brewers as they play in the 2021 State Amateur Baseball Tournament. Stop in and enjoy a cold beer or your favorite food off of the menu or check out their daily specials. It's a great atmosphere and some of the best food you'll find in central Minnesota. If you're traveling on Highway 15 through Luxembourg, stop in at the Hayloft Barn Grill before or after the game. Good luck, Brewers, at the State Amateur Baseball Tournament from the Hayloft Barn Grill.